Coastal Artillery School. Here on the steep western slopes of the Great Orme, there is probably, on a good day, no better panorama anywhere. It is a place of peace and tranquility, but has not always been. Look down the sloping mountainside right to the water's edge and you will see what is locally known as the Gunsight, which is the remains of the wartime coastal artillery school.
My name is Reginald John Crudson, and when war broke out, I joined the local artillery unit.
And that artillery unit was originally based at Shoebury-ness in Essex. But when the Second World War started, it was moved here to protect it from the risk of bombing. As war raged throughout the world, the peaceful seaside town of Llandudno, against the picturesque backdrop of Snowdonia, was briefly home to hundreds of new artillery recruits.
It was a super place to be during a war. I mean, you were hundreds of miles away from any activity on the continent, and it was just a holiday place. But you had to work to train these boys up to fire these guns. You go down to the ranges and your guns would be mounted ready. You train on operating the guns. If you are firing a 6-inch gun, you should be able to fire at 18 or 19 rounds a minute. And they're loaded by hand, their 100 shells are 100 pound weight.
And what was the importance of shore-based artillery?
You had coast artillery guns mounted each side of anywhere that the enemy might want to attack. Enemy attacking from the sea had to be shot at by something on the land. In those days, you couldn't bomb or fire at any ships from the air because the airplane couldn't carry half a dozen hundredweight 6-inch shells. And you needed a 6-inch shell to puncture any ship.
Nothing remains now but these few blank slabs of concrete. But as Sally Pidcock, Country Park Warden here on the Great Orme, explains, this dilapidated wartime construction is now home to an array of wildlife.
It's one of the special habitats. There's a huge expanse of heathland, which is a blaze of purple and yellow flowers in late summer. There's also grassland here and some amazing wildflowers growing in amongst the grassland. And there's quite a lot of scrub and gorse, which is good for nesting birds. There's a good rabbit population here, and because we have good small mammal populations, there are also lots of predators around, like foxes. If you're very lucky, you can sometimes see stoats, weasels and even polecats.
Continue now to our next stopping point. It's all downhill from here, but not the views, some of the most amazing you will find anywhere.